Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, Jesse.
Hi, Reese.
Are you ready for some juicy bits?
I love it when you ask me that. Yes.
live from Spain. It's Jesse Harley and his bits. There you go. Play the music.
Canadian politics is boring juicy bits.
Canadian politics is boring juicy bits.
Hello and welcome to Juicy Bits, the shorter version of our show. These are like 10-minute episodes, just for fun.
Covering more like current events stuff,
yes.
Typically.
Before we do that, we've got a little bit of admin because our Joey Shithead episode upset one of our listeners who's a big fan of Joey Shithead, and he left about four or five speak pipes with inconsistencies and corrections.
Reese has taken a good number of hours out of his day and has remixed those speak pipes into a rap song.
But I haven't even listened to him, I'll be honest. Okay. Just all I'm going to say is I won't correct the specific things because I don't know what they are, but just make sure you read a book about Joey Shithead after listening to that episode for the truth. That's all I can say.
That's not all you can say.
This is a comedy show. This isn't hard-hitting journalism. I don't know what you expect from me. I got four kids. I got time to cite my kind of research.
Can you, was there anything incorrect about the last episode that we could even mention?
I think the main thing was that some people did get hurt by the explosion by the Squamish Five.
Okay.
And also, they're also known as the Vancouver Five, but they're also known as the Squamish Five. So I don't know. It doesn't.
We shouldn't be.
We're not a newspaper. It's fine. And I said to him, I'll do a full kind of change if you become a patron. Subsidize my time.
That's funny.
It's like I buy one of my kids a Happy Meal with that money. So,
what do you got for me today, Reese?
Well, today we're talking about Arrive Scam.
A what?
Arrive Scam. Have you heard anything about Arrive Scam?
Like a scam called Arrive?
Have you ever heard of the Arrive Can app that was developed during the pandemic to help track and trace?
I had it. It didn't work. Or downloaded exactly. It. Yeah,
exactly. So the Arrive Can app was developed for a budget. Originally, the budget was $80,000 to build an app, which is, I don't know. I mean, there are kids who build apps in their spare time. That's an expensive app, but I guess it's got a big, important function.
You know what? I'd say that's a reasonable amount of money.
Yeah.
You know, for an app of that magnitude of what it was supposed to do. You know, you probably want to have like a number of talented, experienced programmers on the clock with this.
Yes.
So like across the country. So, you know, or the world or wherever.
Yeah, exactly. So,
$80,000, I mean, that's not unreasonable.
No, exactly. I think it, do you know what is an unreasonable amount of money? Do you know how much it ended up costing?
Well, you mean they kept asking for more?
Yeah. Scope or mission creep, I guess you could call it, or scope change, ad scope. Do you know how much it ended up costing? This has all been in the news. I just assume you haven't seen it.
No, I haven't. So hold on. They said, we'll do it for $80,000. They're like, great. Shook hands on it. They went to work. Came back. It's like, we're going to need a little bit more. And they gave them a little bit more. And then they came back. It was like, we're going to need a little bit more and more and more and more. And they just kept giving it to them.
And eventually, do you know how far this game went?
I don't want to guess too high because it's never fun.
Guess. Go on, guess. I really want you to guess.
I'm going to say, like, give me three guesses. I'm going to start because I want to jump right into $1 million, but I figure, like, that's not it. So I'm going to say $500,000. That's going to be my guess.
You wish. $60 million.
Fuck off.
No.
What the fuck? And they paid it? We paid it?
Yes, we as a collective society paid
You're
it.
Fucking kidding. And it never worked. It didn't work.
And
I had
also,
it on my phone. I'm registered. I was registered with it. Nothing happened.
And also, you know? I mean, like, the thing is, did they even spend $60 million developing the latest Grand Theft Auto game? Probably not. Look at that. Look what they pulled off. You should have got the Grand Theft Auto people to do it.
I'm guessing it costs more than $60 million to make the latest Grand Theft Auto Reese.
I don't know how much it costs, but anyway. It would be better value for money. I can assure you that.
That's
anyway,
insane. That's insane.
And so obviously everyone's pissed off and they're like, how the hell did this get out of hand? And it's kind of a lot of people saying it's Trudeau corruption, all this kind of stuff. It's just mismanagement. It's just poor kind of.
I mean, what was the whole idea was that everyone has the app on their phone.
Yeah.
And everyone is tested regularly. And those who are positive, they put it in their phone that they're positive, and suddenly you know where all the positive people are, not just where they live, but specifically where they actually are at all times. Like, that's kind of, if you could have gotten that to work, it's brilliant. It's actually brilliant. But you'd have to get everybody on board. Everybody on board. Which, like, it's, and again, that's not a technological issue. That's a societal issue, and or maybe a government issue. But, like, again, if you could get it to work, brilliant. Just fucking brilliant. Right? But, you know. I don't know where it's like $60 million went.
Among the failures, inadequate documentation. So they won't be able to work out where the money went. No one was keeping very good records, which is ironic for an app that is supposed to keep such good travel records.
You know what they should have done? I just realized it now. Oh my God. Oh my God. Okay. So the quick tests thing, they didn't, the home tests, they didn't come out for a while. You had to go and get tested. Right? You had to go to a building to get tested. I did it several times. All my friends did it. Oh my God. I'm just realizing, like, how simple would this have been of a solution? Reese, you go to get tested. Everyone's got a fucking phone. I mean, everyone. Okay. You go to get tested. They're like, great. We will send you your results to your app. What app? Oh, the Canumnize app. It's free. Just scan this QR code and you got the app and we will send you the results. Done. You don't have to convince people to download the app. You don't have to convince people if people are already testing themselves, which everyone, like a large enough people.
Scan a QR code while you're getting tested to download the app at the site where you just got tested.
Exactly. And then like an hour, 2 hours, however long it took back then, you'll get notified in the app. And if it's positive, everybody knows.
Look at the Tim Holtz.
Maybe not app. Everybody knows, like, not with your name and address and shit like that. But you know what I mean? Like, it's there's certain stuff. But like that would have been like, tell me that wouldn't have been almost a perfect solution.
to this issue. I reckon you could pull that for $30 million. I'm willing to give him a 50% discount on that. So
I would have done it for a bucket of chicken.
But apparently there was a lack of controls as subcontractors were hired. They were opposed to using in-house public servants. Costs ballooned, as well as a failure to disclose that some employees attended dinners and other events offered by contractors. So it does stink, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of like, hey, you know, lots of people made a lot of fast money from COVID, making testing kits, developing vaccines. Governments threw a lot of money at the problem. And I think this is just a sign of, here's lots of money, just get it working. We need this working. But I mean, the fact they were attending dinners during lockdown doesn't seem like a good priority. It's like, it's really funny.
But anyway. It bothers me that there are assholes who will look to make money, profit, and power no matter the circumstance. Like, those are true sociopaths. Sociopaths, right? And you look at vaccinations being rushed, vaccinations being, you know, perhaps not. I don't know. I don't know the whole thing. But, like, I do know that the scientists who are in the nitty-gritty, who have been working on these vaccinations for decades, literally decades, they didn't get into this to someday, decades later, hopefully finagle some money out of a society while cackling, you know, evilly in a dark corner of the room. They're scientists. They're doing it for the science. That doesn't mean that the organizations that are paying for and profiting from vaccines aren't corrupt themselves. That's not. Like, there are absolutely corrupt people everywhere, but the scientists are real. And if the scientists are real, then I think science exists, you know, that we can, anyway, that's a, I don't know.
Well, I mean, to be honest, they did create vaccines that work, you know, with varying degrees of success, depending on which vaccine you're taking. And like,
and depending on which podcast you listen to.
Exactly. You know, and slowly my DNA is being transformed by the, you know, the World Trade
5G
organization or I don't know, or whatever. I don't know. World Trade Center. Anyway, but it's all connected.
But it's the whole, like, they're the pro, as an example, like, corrupt people exist everywhere. And
this was just but also the
program, like, as an example, just as scientists are doing it for the science, the programmers were doing it because they love programming. But the company, the people who owned the company, were corrupt as fuck. It sounded like can't humanize people. Sounds like it.
I mean, no one's gone to prison. Nothing has been like done. The company,
of course, it was all above board, man.
The company, you know. GC Strategies is barred from government contracts now because of the scandal.
That's
afterwards. But I mean, they made enough money; they probably don't give a shit anymore. But it's really funny.
Give me 1 second. I just have to flip a burger.
Jesus, he's cooking burgers while we record this. This is either very low quality broadcasting, or he's an incredible multitasker. And I want to take a guess. I'll leave that up to you to interpret.
Can you put some like elevator music while I'm gone?
That's
really funny.
So I found the website for the company GC Strategies that did this. They did this app and the thing that happened.
Okay.
And they actually have the ArriveCan app still as a case study on their website, as if it's like, hey, we're going to boast about this. So it says, during the COVID-19 pandemic, we were asked to partner with the Border Services Agency, Public Health Canada, to work together on this interdepartmental initiative to build a tool which will allow for contact tracing, the tracking and monitor of individuals crossing the border into Canada, and also allow Canadians to submit required declaration digitally and reduce human contact. And then it says, see more details. And you click it, and it's a dead link to a video that doesn't exist anymore.
Again, really good idea, but poorly executed by people who didn't actually give a shit about trying to get it to work. They just wanted the money and they got it, which is amazing.
Ugh. I know. And I think like, it's just
profiting off of people's suffering enrages me.
It doesn't help the narrative of the Trudeau government in terms of like overspending, wastefulness, and is being capitalized on massively by PP. So it's like, it's just a self-inflicted wound. It's like Justin Trudeau shooting himself in the dick with a handgun. If I was going to give a visual metaphor for this.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yep. I like that. That's how it's going to go up too. Just shoots himself in the dick with a handgun, drops the mic, and leaves.
Just a visual art, visual performance art. Ladies and gentlemen, just to know, with a rive can, the AV walks up on stage, cocks the gun, does it, and then just tries to run away and not bleed out. Meanwhile, Pierre Polyev is there clapping at the loudest.
Oh, Polyev.
Yeah, so that was our juicy bits.
I liked it. It was cute. It was short. It was succinct, to the point.
Cool. Okay. Sweet. Well, I'll let you go and flip your burger again. I'd hate for the other side to get burnt.
Thanks, Reese. I appreciate that.
Okay. Man. See you next time.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Our website, CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com or something. Bye.
Because?
There's because things on there.
A live show, Reese.
Yeah, a live show. In come and see us in person. Be our friends. Jesse has promised to not wear a top the whole time.
And Reese has promised not to wear bottoms the entire time.
Together we'll kind of make sense stood next to each other. I might do a handstand.
Please don't.
For the love of humanity, just don't.
Canadian politics is boring, juicy bits.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th, at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.